buildings in your own community has anything to do with deciding that you're gonna burn down patrol cars, burn down precincts with evidence in it, and somehow you're gonna come out on top. How in the world can the repercussions end up being worse for this community than the death of one man? I'm not understanding. The police officer appears to be doing something that's unjustified, that's worthy of firing and prosecution. Within 3 days, everybody on the call then got fired. He's getting charged. I mean, what justice are you fighting for? But then, instead of him just getting justice like the justice system does, you want to go out and burn down stuff. Now, let me be upfront and honest with people, because people may conflate what I'm saying. There are people, I'm sure, that are out there peacefully protesting. There are good people on both sides. There are people peacefully protesting, and then there's people who are not. They come for drama. Some of them don't even probably live in Minneapolis, but they go in there looting stores, burning down business, burning down facilities, companies that are never coming back. People's jobs that are lost forever. Reputation of a community that's gone forever. Over what? The actions of one police officer. And the same people that's crying and burning stuff and being idiots.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing of this small-minded. This is the black guy. This is Officer Tate. You know, I always bring him on. Small-minded. And he don't understand that the reason for the overhaul is, you know, to show him, like, look, we don't want to see another one next week. Or we don't want to see another black kid get shot in, you know what I'm saying, in the morning. And then, mind you, you still got three different viral cases that happened. You got the one where a dude was face down, and they, out of nowhere, the dude just starts punching the shit out the nigga in his back. And you can hear the dude mother on the porch screaming. He got a spine condition or some shit. And they trying to get his arms to, you know, man, if you got something with your spine, pulling your arms behind your back could really, you know what I'm saying, fuck some shit up. And that back shit is serious, you know what I'm saying? And spinal, man, that could take him out, you know what I'm saying? That could be something, could paralyze him, you know what I'm saying? The dude, this one of the cops is just welling on him. I'm talking about he hit him with probably 4 or 5 big boom, 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 right in his, you know what I'm saying? They like, and his mother and his son, they like, what is you hitting him for? Like, what the fuck is the, what are the punches for? He can't put his arm behind his back, which is what we're trying to tell you. Then you got another situation. It was like a light-skinned dude and a girl, and I commend the shit out the boyfriend. I'm assuming he probably was the boyfriend. I commend him, because, like, a lot of times you will see a situation and a cop will start hitting a woman, and then you will really see the punk-ass nigga in the boyfriend. Like, as soon as he seen that officer was, I'm talking about, he was welling, and you could tell it was like some black ghetto people that was, like, recording, or we're not gonna call them ghetto, but, like, you know, like some, well, my word of ghetto is love. I'm ghetto, you know what I'm saying? So I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, some hood, some ghetto type, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, wow, he just get the welling on her. I'm talking about straight hooks, boom, boom, boom. And the lady was like, he just, like you could tell she was just amazed. She was like, she said, look at him. He just hitting her in her shit. Like, I'm talking about he welling, and this how you could tell the lady was just like, her mind was just like, what the fuck? Because even after, like, the altercation had escalated and went on, you heard her, she brought it back up like, young, he was straight hitting her in her shit. Like she said it again, you know what I'm saying? Because the shit was like, it was like on her mind. Now, like I said, you know, back to the dude, as soon as he seen that cuz was hitting his girl, he went smacking. He just rough cuz up too, and then that, but it was also like two feds on him. So through all that, that nigga snapped, like how you, you know, he snapped and went smack at dude or whatever, and she started hitting him back too or whatever, but yeah, it was like way too early for it to clinch up, for you to start welling on her that quick. Like, what the hell is wrong with you niggas? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Then there's another situation. I don't know what state this one was in, but it was a little boy, and he was like laid on his stomach, and he was laid on his stomach, and he was raising his hands. He probably was about 12 to 15 yards away from the police. It was like a little white police lady. It was like three cars, and they had, somebody said it was like a fucking a tail light or something blue. It's they rode through a stop sign, some shit like that. And somehow the dude, I guess he tried to run in the house, but when they drew the guns, I guess he dropped to the floor. And you got that standoff. It's like another female, she's screaming at the police. She like, put your fucking guns down. Why the fuck is y'all guns up? And the dude, the little boy, he's screaming too, because he like, I'm scared. They telling him to get up and do all this dumb shit. And he yelling, I'm scared. But you can... Can't nobody hear nobody because the feds is yelling, the girl yelling, he yelling, you know what I'm saying? And the girl like, no, put them motherfucking guns up and then we'll talk. Put your fucking guns up. And like, they just like not, but I'm sorry, they got guns pointed through the cracking of the, where, you know, they open the door and put the gun through. I'm like, nigga, y'all had a motherfucking... gang fight or something, like what the hell? Or a bank, or like the shit looked like a bank robbery when the feds be at a bank robbery. That's how many police it was for a little boy that's on the ground face down screaming with no shirt on. This boy screaming, I'm scared. So you got all three of them that happened. What's today? Today the 28th. A dude got killed on the 24th, I believe. Like, all that shit happened since then. Like, 2 days ago, like, this shit was, like, bad. This shit was, like his shit happened Monday. I want to say the Spanish one happened Tuesday. And then the other one happened Thursday, like, in the morning. Or whatever. It was broad daylight when the little boy was screaming. So it was like, that's what... Why niggas is going crazy, because it's like, and I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people is probably like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good fuck it, because it's like, it's needed, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. This the first time in my life that I ever thought about going down to the process. Like, I ain't gonna lie, if I would have knew when I was looking around, what I seen said something about June 6th or some shit in Richmond. If I would have knew that they was going to protest tonight, I would have went down there, John. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I did not know. I seen June 6th, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And I was just like, damn, nigga, that's a while away, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, this the first time I can honestly say, like, when you look around the country, you gotta kinda be impressed a little bit, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, man, niggas y'all like they rocked out for dude. Well, and then we were saying that dude was from Houston, but I mean, they said that he worked with the officer for 17 years in that restaurant. So like, I mean, he was basically a Minnesota nigga. Like, you can't live nowhere for 17 years and not be. I mean, even though he was 46, so that's still like damn near 30 years. That he possibly was somewhere else, but like, damn, like, I mean, I don't know how far Minnesota is from Houston, you know what I'm saying? It could be close or something, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, bro, like, he worked for 17 years, they worked together for, what? Nah, it's anybody that worked somewhere for 17 years, like, nigga, he was a Minnesota person. Like, I don't know, I guess maybe he was born there, and then, like I said, he moved there. Oh, yeah, you know, Steven Jackson probably was speaking on some shit from 20 years ago, for real. You know, he's like, he moved there to get itself together. That probably was like 17 years ago type shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like for him not to even be from out there, that was like, to me, that was special, you know. And then you seen like Columbus, Ohio was out there, you know, shout out to them. New York out there going crazy. You know, New York going crazy, and I ain't gonna hold you. New York motherfuckers, they getting fucked up. They got the videos. New York dudes is pissed off. They pissed off, so they got all kind of like they slamming people. They showed a video on the Sean King page where a dude rode past, and it's one of the unmarked zone, but it's like that unusual unmarked zone that you always know, like, oh yeah, that's the feds. And the little Ford jump. And he drive past and he just opened the passenger door, boom, just to hit the person. And I feel like the white officers to the white protesters, I feel like to them, they looking at them like, mind your fucking business, man. Get the fuck out of here. This ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how, if you look, they ain't really doing too much damage, like, to, like, the black people for real, per se. But if you look at a lot of the videos, when they pass a white person, that's when you see them, y'all like, man, bitch, get the fuck out of here. You don't even say a shit to do with you. You want us. You know what I'm saying? That's how you, like the little boy that got, like, come on, bro. Open a car door and hit a nigga with a car door. And then the one where it's like a dude got smushed, like, I don't know. Now here we go. We going to live.
We're continuing to monitor breaking news across the Twin Cities tonight.
A curfew went into effect about 2 hours ago, and WCCO's Reg Chapman joins us again with details. Reg?
Well, Amelia, protesters actually taunted members of the Minnesota State Patrol as they held a line there outside what is now the burned 3rd Precinct Station House. This was shortly before the 8 p.m. curfew that the governor set. Now, they held the line. They did not budge, but as soon as members of the Minnesota National Guard made their way west down Lake Street, those protesters were told that they were in violation of the governor's executive order. Now, we saw the crowd follow the members of the National Guard as they went down Lake Street. All along, the crowd was hit with tear gas, but they continue to follow members of the National Guard as they seem to retreat from Minnehaha and Lake all the way to Bloomington and Lake Street, as well as far as Chicago and Lake. The protesters continue to follow them, but along Lake Street, it was absolutely chaotic. There were cars speeding up and down the street. It didn't matter on what side of the street they were on. Multiple people hanging outside of cars, showing signs, throwing water bottles. At one point, photographer Chris Cruz and I were about to set up at the intersection of Chicago and Lake when four cars kind of converged right in the middle of the intersection, and there were more than 6 gunshots. We saw the shell cases in the state in the street and decided to pull back. Right now, those protesters don't seem to be listening to the executive order that has a curfew for Minneapolis, St. Paul, as well as some of the surrounding.
And see, if you look, it's a lot of white people. It's a lot of white people out. Like, you almost, if you, in certain glimpses, you can see it's damn near more whites. Like, it's like a diverse crowd. Like, it's probably like 60-40. Like, especially in Minnesota. Like, you know, like now, the Atlanta joints, I didn't really get a chance to see Atlanta, man. Now, Atlanta, they going ham, man. They, T.I. and what's his name, Killer Mike, tried to go on the stand and talk to them about possibly not looting in Atlanta. Atlanta straight. It's beautiful, man. Them people, they in Atlanta right now, fucking shit up. They riding through. I don't know how the fuck they did it, but it's a car in the mall. You gotta look the footage up. On the Shade Room. I think the Shade Room even took the video down. It's a car that's dry, like a nice ass car. So I don't know if, you know how them cars be sitting in the mall? Like, I don't know if a nigga hot-wired one of them motherfuckers and got it working, and now, you know what I mean? Or did a nigga drive through the damn glass door? You know what I'm saying? Like, I doubt that the way Lenox Mall is set up. But, I mean, I wouldn't doubt. I'm pretty sure they probably would have showed that. But there is definitely a car on the loose inside that mall. I'm telling you, man, they better be careful, because, like, you fuck around driving. Oh, man. Jesus. I can only imagine, my nigga. I can only imagine. Like, them police is about to go crazy about this shit.
Complete with the National Guard, and I'm not sure if there's a strategy or a plan to this.
Hold on, this is the National Guard.
You know what, Pat? We'll be right with you, because we're going to go to Mike Mack, who is Nicollet and 32nd right now.
And it is breaking and breaking quick. You can see what's just happened here. This is the police force, and they are moving in, and they are moving in force. You can see this just happened. Yeah, people have dispersed everywhere. We're at 32nd and Nicollet. The State Patrol, we're seeing here. It looks like the general of the State Patrol and the National Guard, and they are moving due north, right towards what will be downtown Minneapolis. They won't get that far, but we're not far from the Wells Fargo building that is engulfed in plate. We're told to get back here from the National Guard. They are armed. If you're wondering where the police force has been, here comes a Humvee, complete with the National Guard. And I'm not sure if there's a strategy or a plan to this, and that they've got a number of people inside a certain perimeter, but they have showed up in force. And they have decided to make quite a statement here. They are heading towards what, as I mentioned before, Wells Fargo was engulfed in flames, and there was looting going on, it looked like, at one of the ATM machines there. Not that that was a catalyst for this, but it is a very impressive group of law enforcement agents that are moving down slowly towards Lake Street. And I don't know if they're looking for a confrontation or if they're just going to set up perimeter here.
They may be heading, I think, probably to the 5th Precinct. That's up that way, where that Wells Fargo is. The post office there is on fire, and also there's a Stop and Shop gas station where there was looting. We have David Schumann's been there for a little while now, and it's just been continuously getting bigger and bigger. Fires.
Michael, we'll let you go. Yeah, so you
can we'll go
there,
as far as we can until they tell us that there's a perimeter here.
Yeah. So
and that we're not conflicting with Maxine, what it is that they're trying to do in their mission. But they are slowly walking towards it. And yeah, they've given us to stay back from here. But you can see what we're seeing here. It's quite a visual.
Yeah, give us an idea of numbers, because ironically, I was just asking Pat Kessler, at what point do the police intervene? And then if we literally cut to you, because just so you know, Mike, the Wells Fargo's on fire, the post office is on fire, the Stop and Shop has been looted, and the Hibachi Buffet's on fire. How many... give us an estimate of how many troops, cops, state troopers you saw.
Now remember, we're just from one angle, so I don't know if they've enclosed this from all different angles. You can see fireworks going off there as well, but there were no less than 60 or 70, and they were identified as State Patrol or National Guard, and then the Humvee came in behind them as protection, and they were fairly fortified in terms of armory that they had with them. I don't know if they're stun guns or what kind of weaponry it is, but
they did really a lot,
and now you can see the fireworks going off. I have no idea if that has anything to do with the strategy.
We're going to stay with you. We want to talk to you. I don't know if David can hear me, because I know that Lewis is over there, and I wonder if there's a way that he could get a shot from that angle. But
obviously we want to see what happens when the state troopers get near the fire. Did you see any fire trucks?
Bro, they were walking in like lines of three. Some lines. Towards the middle of the pack, had damn near four or five people standing simultaneously with them.
And now we've got a loudspeaker, and they are issuing a warning that they are basically repeating what they're saying, that you're in violation and you must leave the scene. That is coming from the police force.
70 times
people,
three.
And I would assume that that's a first warning or something like that. The fireworks continue.
And every one of them got
no
the big ass
relevance to that or not. There's a
kill
small,
you
a
dead.
Lot of people dispersed
blow up a
when
building
they saw the cops coming. And the word traveled very quickly that they were coming down 34th and they were keeping tabs
yeah,
on
man,
a lot
they
of people.
Fucking, yeah, they fucking up. Yeah, they said a little hibachi spot.
Yeah, a lot of those people were
man,
just observers. But you
crazy.
Can hear in the background right now they're telling everybody to clear out. And I would assume that they're going to have a first warning, a second warning. And then I don't know if they're going to go in from there or not.
Do you see the flames from where you're at?
When he say go in, I mean, what do you mean? Like, are they kill niggas?
If you can put it over there by Twin City Tattoo, Will, I don't know if you can see that in the light, but that smoke is coming out. Now, some of that smoke is from what it smells like. Smoke bombs or something akin to that the military or the police force may be using right here. But you can see the smoke. I think it picks up on the camera, and it's just slowly drifting across in front of the tree there by the Twin City Tattoo. So the smoke is fairly heavy, easier to see if you're out here on the scene than it is maybe back there sitting watching on TV. But these troops are just slowly moving towards the precinct. And towards the possible point of confrontation, but it's pretty obvious that they have a
Minnesota State Patrol in violation of unlawful assembly. You are ordered to cease your unlawful behavior and disperse peaceably from the area immediately. If you continue to obstruct, resist, and or interfere with peace officers, you will be violating Minnesota State statute, and you will be arrested.
So I don't know if you could pick that up, but that was the state patrol by our PA system giving a final, maybe perhaps final warning that says they're going to keep coming and they will arrest you and that you're in violation, continuing to ask people to disperse
they
and go
turning
on their
up,
way.
Man. They turning up all week, man. That's what's up.
For many of us,
they turning up all week out there because this.
We wait.
I think this is day three, and they had to put them on a loudspeaker. Now, we finally got charges for the dude, the killer, the main killer. But like I say, if you read his rap sheet, we're gonna read his rap sheet. All right, it says murder George Floyd, May 25th. It says the restraint technique used. Okay, this was okay. Not a apartment. They're basically saying like what he was doing was not a part of their training. All right, being represented by Tom Kelly, the same attorney who got Officer Jeronco Yanes, who murdered Phil. Oh wow. So the same guy that murdered that. The guy that killed the guy in the car with the kids about 2 years ago, Phil, for Philando Castillo. Remember, he shot him up in the car like six times, told him he was nervous and shit. It says that's his lawyer. You know, Tam Kelly, yeah, that's his attorney. So he got a bad motherfucking attorney. All right, now it says was put on leave in 2011 for an inappropriate police shooting of Alaskan Native American Leroy Martinez. So motherfucker got shot, wrongfully shot in 2011. All right. He also shot Ira Latrell Toles, an unarmed black 21-year-old man, in 2008. So this like an every 3 year thing for him. You know what I'm saying? Shooting somebody getting shot, he in there. Alright. Also was one of the officers who murdered Wayne Reyes, a Latino man with 16 bullets forced into him. A total of 42 were shot. So he was a part of another killing. He was one of the guys, probably the first motherfucker to shot, and the rest of them followed suit to cover his ass. You know what I'm saying? So now, this is, it says, in 2005, he caused the death of people by by forcing a chase. Another officer were chasing a car in 2005, causing the death of three people, according to the United States against police brutality. So he had a situation where he, like if you from here, in D.C., if you run on a motorcycle, I believe they're not supposed to chase you because it's like it can end in somebody dying and shit. You know what I mean? So basically, he wasn't supposed to chase. He chased. Three people end up dying from the situation. That was in 2005. So we got 2005. Hold on. There are 12 police brutality complaints against him. He has 12 police brutality complaints against him. 12. Okay. So we got 2004, 2005. They don't say that Wayne Reyes year. 2008, 2011, 2016, and 2020. So yeah, this is every 3 year thing for him. You know, kill a person, shoot him up. You know, get off. He got a good lawyer. You know, the same lawyer that got the dude off for Phil Castillo. Remember Phil Castillo? He was actually, it's crazy because his name is like, I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of sad. That's the one where he got the kid in the back. It's like a little it's a young girl in the back seat, and the dude did all that shooting. That little girl in the back killed that man. Like it was crazy. And that, and like I said, that was
we in. Begin tonight with that chilling man, piece of video.
Just in case you forgot Facebook about in the how crazy this was. Police. This was like
the car,
I want to say this was like one day after, right after
her exchange with the police officer.
This was like one day after Sandra Bland. Like him and Sandra Bland, Joe, was like right among 3 years ago. They was like right around each other.
Now seen by millions across this country. The picture's coming in now here in New York City of protesters gathering near Union Square. And just a short time ago, the governor of Minnesota asking, would this have happened if those passengers were white? He said, I don't think so. We begin with ABC's Gio Benitez in Minnesota.
Stay with me.
This is Diamond Reynolds streaming live on Facebook from her cell phone just moments after her boyfriend, Philando Castile, was shot by police during a traffic stop over what she says was a broken taillight. She says Castile told the officer he was carrying a licensed gun.
He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that...
He basically asked him to reach for his ID and then shot him when he reached.
And the officer just shot him in his arm.
The police officer pointing his gun into the car. Reynolds, calm and clear, her young daughter.
He shot this nigga like five, six times.
I will. He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license.
See?
Oh, my God.
Hear how he sound?
Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Where's my daughter? Is that my daughter?
Then officers, guns drawn,
he blew that nigga arm, out of man.
The car.
Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
Now on the ground, she never stops live streaming.
They threw my phone, Facebook.
Police perform CPR on Castile on the street. Reynolds now detained in a patrol car, her cell phone still recording.
I don't know if he's okay or if he's not okay.
Her daughter's still with her. Reynolds finally breaks down.
I can't really do because they got me handcuffed. I can't believe they just did this.
This is the little girl was a soldier. See, you hear the little girl? Heartbreaking. She a little soldier. You gonna shoot five, six rounds into a car?
School cafeteria where kids loved him was taken
shit
to the hospital.
Crazy. This is a cafeteria person.
Diamond Reynolds.
You know how good your record gotta be to work in the cafeteria.
This morning,
This is where the shooting happened. I'm told free, it's usually strikeless. A quiet neighborhood. People have been gathering here since the incident, and just take a look at what they're posting. Film the police. Reynolds today, explain.
You see what I'm saying? So, and this is in the same exact spot. So with them, it was, they probably ain't even aware of all the other foul ass shit that's going on. You know, you got the Aubrey case, you got the case with the lady that got shot 8 times and shit on accident, and she damn near worked for the police, and they shot her 8 times and shit. They don't even probably even focus on, they probably still fucked up off this Phil Castillo, or, you know, they fucked up off this, shot, well, you know what I'm saying, and then nigga got off, and then boom, now this nigga brought, nah, man, they fed up, man, that's why they going off, man. So like I said, I salute the people, but you know, like, we close to the Capitol, so it's like, us, man, they ain't already played, so I hope them people be safe down that joint. Because like I said, I doubt if we see some video of motherfuckers like tearing shit up in D.C. Now, if it happened here, like somebody, you know, a person get killed or something here, then yeah, you know, we gonna do it that way. You know what I'm saying? But just off the fuel of somebody else, like, nah. That's not even, that ain't even how it's gonna rock. You know what I'm saying? All right, I want to talk about this fight. Trippie Redd. What's his name? Little YK Oscar, whatever his name is. I never know what the hell his name is. Little singing dude. Be right back.
You on the phone with 6ix9ine before you go fight with this trying to accommodate with 6ix9ine. You don't do that, bro. This is putting this away for real life, bro. This is real street, and you want to pull that move, bro. Ain't nobody gonna put you after that shit, bro. So tell the motherfucking nigga the real, tell the internet the real why Trippie don't want to fight you, bro. You just pulled that bullshit, nigga, and I'll be the same way with that. You don't do no shit like that, nigga. Real street niggas don't respect that, bro. You know with that. But you can fight me, though. I'll knock your ass out.
Man, what is good, YouTube, man?
Alright. Only, you know, what's going on with this whole situation, I don't really care. I want you to see what I was saying about the 6ix9ine nigga. You see? He's going to continue to get his feelings hurt because nobody want to deal with a rat. You see what I'm saying? So that's why he's trying to creep back on here, creep back. See, that R&B dude, he don't know nothing about that. He ain't in the streets like that. So he don't know. You seen him when they caught him, somewhere. He was like, I can't even remember. He was like scared to even come out the store. And when they was making the little joke, like the little Canadians be like, yeah, yeah, no for sure. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like you know, they definitely be saying yeah and no at the same time and shit. You know, that's where that joke came from, or whatever, because. You know, wherever he was at, he was in Canada, and there was some, you know, some dudes got him, and they were just like they was basically just like, bring your bitch ass outside, and he was real live, like stuck in the store, and then he just stayed off the internet for like 2-3 days, and then he came back with like a message about a whole nother situation, like, you know, because he ain't street, street ain't a part of his on how he get his money. You see what I'm saying? So he probably really didn't mean no harm by this, but because if he was any kind of street, then he would have known that, like, oh, nah, I definitely can't make this move, because this nigga, even for real, had 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine even had Trippy Red name in paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, his name was, like, you know, being known as a, you know, oh, yeah, he's a real blood, and, you know, being known for, you know, shit like that. Like, nigga, that's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? That's dangerous and shit. So, you know, he probably already, you know, anybody that really know, that really rock with bro, they wouldn't do that. That's kind of, you know, that like, how is that going to look for Trippy? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the dude probably didn't mean no harm. And you know 6ix9ine was on it, because that's where you see he was commenting, oh, yeah, he's scared. That's because they was on the phone together, and that's what they both were saying to each other. He said, now I don't know what he means by putting both of them into it, how that was going to work or whatever, you know, because the nigga is on house arrest. But like I said, this right here is another dark moment. Another dark moment for the 6ix9ine, because this is another thing that you tried to ease your way in to try to be a part of something. And it's like, at the end of the day, one thing you're going to realize, like, you won, my brother. You snitched on them guys, sent them away from their families, or because one of them had sex with your baby mother, and, you know, you won, man. You won. But just like the line that Jay-Z just said, like, that's a lifetime stain. You will forever have that. There will never be anything real attached to you. That's why whoever was in the background talking on that one video when he was like, and y'all on fake phones, nigga, what somebody should have said was, tell that nigga show his face, who talking, while you hiding in the back. Because you know why? Because niggas going to know that you a rat, because you associated with a rat. And it's proven fact, I keep telling niggas, that whatever the fuck is going on, and look, how you know, if you really do your homework, how you know that the nigga 6ix9ine ain't trying to get all in niggas' business just to snitch? Like go back and read the shit. The dog said it's a part of his. He not even off house arrest. They told him even after he get off house arrest, they still want to be able to call him, like, what's good? What happened? Were you there? You know what I'm saying? So he has to keep on snitching is a part of his game. Like, you know what I'm saying? He cannot stop snitching. So you don't even know on that type of term, you got to kind of, like, fall back. You can't even be too much into it just because of that. For the safety, you can't even take that risk. So that's, see, and that's why I think, if niggas OGs is saying that, then there should be nobody fucking with him. Nobody. If his OGs, you know what I'm saying? Because what you going, how you really going to chill with a nigga that's a rat? You can't have no guns around. You can't have none of that. Like, how you know a nigga ain't gonna rat you out? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lifetime stain, man. You know what I mean? Like whatever crazy bullshit you got going on, this man got FBI people floating around. If niggas rush that house, it ain't gonna be no him and his men trying to get with you. Nigga, it's gonna be the police coming. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be no, oh shit, they pull, like, shit, nigga, pull up. You heard he ain't said that pull up shit one time. Cause he know, nigga. Like, nigga, if you do pull up, nigga, NYPD will be right there to fucking greet you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or the Federal Bureau. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, he already know, bruh. Like, you know? So it's like, any nigga fucking with him, you gotta look at him like, he just like corny. You know what I'm saying? Or he just he know that there's nothing that he does that's illegal, and he's not from that. So it is what it is. It's just a money situation. You know what I'm saying? But if you got any kind of thing going on, like say you man, I bring home, I send shit. After every show, I motherfucking send 10 keys back round the way. And I be sliding, and I supply the hood with the dogs. Like, I keep the dogs round the way. You know, most big wig niggas, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? You supply the streets with the work and the guns so they can protect themselves and protect the work. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it goes. So even if you got like a little small operation like that going on, you know what I'm saying? Where you sliding 5-10 pounds every week, every 2 weeks around your way. Even if you got something going on like that, you can't fuck with him. He can't find that out, bro. He cannot find that out. He gonna snitch on you. They gonna need something. That nigga's gonna be shit. You don't know what they gonna, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what, like I said, this shit isn't a part of his agreement. Nigga, they could probably possibly lie. How could he come out and be on some street shit? The nigga gotta get dressed up fresh as hell to go outside and shoot a video in his yard. And then once that camera end, that 1 minute is up, he back in the house. Man, that nigga miserable, bro. Miserable. And the video pushback. He pushing the videos back because what's going on? Like, nigga, he could drop a video tomorrow. Nobody like, man, it don't matter who dropping music right now. Nobody give a fuck about this shit. Ain't nobody caring about nothing but this black police, you know what I'm saying, nigga, especially even in the state of New York. They're actually fucking protesting up there. Like, I give a fuck about the damn 6ix9ine video. So it's not the time. That's why notice this the third time. Now, when have you ever seen him push back once? This is the third pushback. You know what I'm saying? His live. Remember his live? He was going to go live and talk shit about how he donated $200,000. The people cut it off. See, niggas not catching the L's. They so focused on, like, looking at, oh, shit, ha, he funny as shit. He won again. You ain't catching the L's. See, that was an L for him. He wanted to go live and talk shit and say, ha ha, I just came home, already donated $200,000. What the hell are you other New York niggas doing for the city? You see what I'm saying? That's what he wanted. That's what he was trying to come say. You see what I'm saying? And it ain't happened. He never went live that day. The Akon battle. What happened to that? The Akon hit for hit. Hello? Because nobody gave a fuck. Nobody gave a fuck, man. Akon was probably playing with his ass. Just like Future. Future an OG. Yeah. And he got a lot of shit he can lose from a snitch nigga. So, yeah, keep it cool. Free the guys. Treyway. You know what I'm saying? I laughed so fucking hard when I seen that. Because I said, that's some OG shit. That's some OG shit right there. Like, yeah, keep it a hood. Ain't no need to be woofing. Ain't no need to be woofing at no rat nigga. A nigga that got fed. He got niggas fed time. Nigga beat a Rico. He beat a Rico. And see, the reality is gonna, it's, I'm telling you, slowly but surely, the reality is gonna set in. I'm thinking the same thing now. With a situation like this, you get cut off. Nothing. You got this nigga, but like for real? Even with this Nicki Minaj, you know Nicki Minaj doing this shit because she is desperate for a number one. She is desperate. And he is too. That's why he doing the merch that you heard him say, oh yeah, starting on the 29th, you can also pick up merch. Because that's what they told him. They said, you know, Travis Scott and them be breaking the records with the billboards and all that stuff because they sell merch. You get free merch with all of their albums. So now they got him putting that little fucking grill, the little shark head, they got him putting that on the clothing. One of your damn medallions, all of a sudden now that's a clothing line. So now that, what? Even with the clothing line, who's really going to be out here rocking 6ix9ine gear? You rocking clothes of a rat? Like, bruh, somebody from around fight you for that shit, man. Somebody literally fucking fight you. You walk in this room with a fucking 6ix9ine shirt on. Seriously, ain't no even people that don't even care is just like, bro, ain't nobody gonna think that shit fly. Like, she got the motherfucker, she got these Yeezy, but she'll probably just rock it with the little 6ix9ines. So niggas gonna be like, what? Hell no, nigga. So, I don't know, cuz, like I said, Nicki Minaj old as hell, she need this number one, so she don't give a fuck. But I ain't gonna lie to you. For her being from Queens and like representing like hardcore shit, like I can't really respect her though, bro. I can, like, unless he paid her a bag, like unless he paid her ass like 20 million or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I couldn't see her, even with the nigga that she fucked with, like even him, like. Like, even if I was cut, I mean, but she probably, like I said, man, I know she got at least a million or so, or plus for, you know, since she pulled up to the nigga house for the video, you know what I'm saying? Like she probably got paid, plus this gonna help, this gonna be a good look for her. She gonna be all over the place again, just like the, you know, she loves that, she needs that, you know what I'm saying? Even with the hit that she just did with the white girl, the Doja Cat, that joint went number one and all that bullshit, but now you got all this other crazy shit going on with Doja Cat. So that shit is starting to be like, at first I felt like it didn't hit that hard anyway. It was number one, but it didn't hit that hard. And then now all the shit with her, now it's calmed down. So this is a chance for the Nicki Minaj bitch to go back to number one. You know what I'm saying? So she gonna, but I still, you got a dude that went to jail, been in jail. Pretty sure he stood tall, I think. You know what I'm saying? It's disgusting. But like I said, you're going to see, bro. Like I'm telling you, he is miserable and he is going to feel this shit, bro. He is going to feel this when you ain't got nobody but kids. Like you want, like I said, a beautiful fat ass butt girlfriend that's that pretty. Man, that's all you need. I ain't going to lie. You can do that for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? We all to a point where, you know, all you need is everybody. All anybody need is they boo. You know what I'm saying? But that's a fine ass boo. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro, you rich as shit. Got like all them 9-10 cars. Like, you're never gonna be able to, like, this King of New York shit, like, you're never going to be able to ride through New York off some dolo shit like Hot Chief keeping them. You'll never be able to move like that. So like, what's the point? Like, even when you get off house arrest, it's gonna get scary. It's gonna be scary when you get off house arrest because, like, niggas might really start hunting. When he get off house, niggas might really start hunting. Like, man, yo, wherever you see that nigga, smack this. You know what I'm saying? Like, them little everyday struggles. Like, he gonna get exposed. He gonna watch. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. He gonna be moving once he get off house arrest. He gonna be moving and everything, and he gonna be making it seem like he's moving without security. He's like, no fuckers, no security with me, blood. What's up, blood? You know what I'm saying? And then he'll end up getting this, one of them little niggas gonna run up, one down on him, and then he gonna get exposed because he dissed, for real, he already dissed everybody from New York. When he came out with that first joke, he was like, stop it, little boy, sit down. Like, if you don't have this watch, I can't beef. Like, he already just like sunned all the niggas for real. So it's like, you don't know where that pressure might come from. You know what I'm saying? When he get to sliding out, driving them lime green cars, and man, you don't know what. I'm telling you, cuz. Like, I know one thing. If it was a nigga from around my way that was like a straight snitch, and he was repping our shit and being like, he's the king of our shit, making us look like weak and shitty, a snitched on a rack of the people from around the way. I ain't gonna hold you. If I was probably like 18 to like 22, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, we'd be trying to dog that nigga. Like, real life. Like, that'd be a thing. It'd be a thing to try to get some up out of there just to have, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, the best way, the safest way possible so nobody go to jail. But we'd be trying to get cuz up out of there because, like, that's job bad, bro. You don't really, like, them dudes locked, bro. Them dudes got 15 kids. Jim Jones was in distress about this police shit. Cardi B in distress about this police shit from this nigga. And they had nothing to do with it. You know, if they could have proved that was Jim Jones, when that wiretap, Jim Jones would have went to jail too? Like, this nigga literally lit the city of New York on fire. He lit they ass on fire. Remember, he named endless motherfuckers. Shit about whatever you need to know. He had the police. Y'all remember that? Believe that.